And a good Friday morning to you. It is a great Friday here. Well, I guess it's a little bit icy and stuff outside and different things, but for some, I got here just fine this morning from Centerburg. So anyway, but it is a Friday, AM Knox County, presented by Holmes Rental and Sales, and we're looking forward to today's program, as we're going to be talking at the end of our program with the Knox County Chamber of Commerce, as we do with Carol Grubaugh, but at the beginning of our program, the Area Development Foundation with us, as Julia Suggs is with us, and we're looking forward to chatting with her about some of the things happening with the ADF, just an update. It's always great, you know. Initially, when this came out with the ADF, and somebody reached out to me, and I think it was just before you had gotten there, and they said, hey, can we do this regular thing? And I'm like, this is great. So it's been an awesome thing, and it's a great opportunity here. But Juliet, for those who don't know you, who don't really know a whole lot about the Area Development Foundation, can you tell us a little bit about what the Area Development Foundation does and a little bit about your role with the, within the organization?
Yeah, for sure. I'm Julia Suggs. With the ADF, there are three of us in the office. We have Jeff Gottke and Sam Filkins. We are the economic development entity for Knox County. It's a nonprofit group rather than through the government, where different counties do it differently. But we are a singular organization, and we have a great ability to work with local governments, local organizations to facilitate and coordinate economic development opportunities in the area with workforce, housing, supporting the companies that we have, and attracting companies that we don't have yet.
And we want to always remind people, too, Julia, that the ADF has no say in what fast food or sit-down restaurants come to Knox County.
No, we can't really decide what private business wants to do with their own land and franchise and all that stuff. We just get to help companies, bigger companies, you know, corporations and stuff like that, that are manufacturing, healthcare, that kind of deal.
Yeah, so they're not the reason of any places replacing like a Long John Silver's or anything here in town. But certainly they do a lot here in the community. We're going to talk about some of the projects and different things. But this child care survey, you hit on child care last time you were in here, and I recall you talking about it, but there's a new survey out that talks about this, but before we get into talking about the survey, in terms of child care in Knox County, it is a real issue because, again, you think about it, you go to work, you don't want to pay everything that you made at work in child care because there's just really no point at that point. So this is a big problem right now.
Yeah, for sure. That's something that we have realized a little bit going into this survey, and why we decided that it was necessary was that we started to hear from employers and different organizations that, you know, people come in, they get a job, and then they realize they're not making enough to justify paying for childcare, or they say, I can't find childcare, I can't do snow days, I ran out of paid time off, I ran out of sick days to take care of my kids, and then they have to quit their job and they leave, or they take their hours down. So we've found that it's a real issue that's affecting the workforce, and then not only the workforce, but the general quality of life in Knox County. Just, I mean, it's a huge stressful situation when you're not sure how or when or who's going to be taking care of your kids. That's not something somebody should have to make choices about.
Yeah. So with this, you've got this survey for local employers to be a part of. How does this survey work, this public survey?
Yeah, so we started the survey with the top 25 employers in Knox County. We distributed it to them, and their employees took it. So that was the first half of the survey. And now we have the second half, which is a public version. So anybody can take this. We encourage everybody to take this. If you work or live in Knox County, so if you don't live here but you work here, that's totally fine too. This is about gathering data about the needs that Knox County has for childcare. So there's some demographic questions, there's some location questions, but it's mainly, how is childcare affecting your ability to have a job? How is it affecting your family? What can you afford basis? What are you paying now? Do you have childcare? How hard was it to find? Are you satisfied with your childcare right now? Do you not have any? What are you looking for? What are your priorities? And so it's those questions, so that we have some resources, and the ADF has been looking to collaborate with other places to find creative ways to encourage growth in the childcare sector for Knox County. And we know that there's a huge problem and we have limited resources. So we're hoping to get the data from the child care survey and have that educate and drive our processes and actions as we try and find the best way to use our resources to do the most good in the community.
Okay, so with this, who can be a part of this? How does one do it? How long does it go on as well?
Yeah, so we are the child care survey is going to be open until, I believe, March 4th, and anybody can take it. We have it on our website, which is knoxadf.com. It's going to be right there on the home page, and there's just a quick link. I don't think the survey takes more than a couple minutes to complete. It doesn't matter if you are a PhD with a doctorate, like a doctorate, or if you are a teacher or a nurse or work in a factory. It doesn't matter what you do. Any data is helpful. If you don't have childcare, if you do have childcare, we want to know the whole climate in Knox County right now. So we're really excited to get any data. And it's also on our Facebook, which you can find it there, and it's been shared a couple other places. So hopefully it's getting out there.
Yeah. So I was looking at this press release here, and Jeff Godke said that with the unemployment so low, looking to identify new pipelines for workforce and those that stay at home because they can't find the child care opportunities to meet their needs could serve a vital role in meeting the workforce demand. And that's a big thing right there, is the fact that you're trying to get people to get back to work after the pandemic, but you can't find child care, and you got to justify, like you were mentioning too, you got to justify going to work. You can't go to work and pay $15, make $15 an hour and pay $15 an hour for childcare.
Yeah,
obviously,
exactly.
It doesn't make any sense. So this is something that's been a problem, and it will continue to be. And so people need to participate in the survey there.
Yep, we're really excited. Hopefully we can get a lot of data from this. And we would love to be able to find solutions that can get people back to work. If somebody wants to work, they should not have to choose their child or a career. They should be able to have that kind of stability in their life. So we're really hoping to be able to add some resources to the area that can help all kinds of folks.
And we also were talking too, you don't want to have somebody that's driving to Richland County to go work in Mount Vernon, to go back to Richland County, to come back to Mount Vernon to live. That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. We found so far, and just talking to individuals, you know, not even data, from the survey, but there are people that drive to Newark for childcare and they work in Knox County. So they wake up in Mount Vernon, they drive to Newark and drop their kid off, and then they come back to Mount Vernon and work. So just having an extra 2-hour commute for childcare, that's just nuts. So we're trying to alleviate some of that commute time and all that kind of stuff.
Julia Suggs with the Area Development Foundation, we thank her for joining us here today. We've got more to talk about, of course, including we're going to talk Intel and some projects that are the ADF is part of here in Knox County. We do want to thank Holmes Rental and Sales, our AM Knox County sponsor. We'll take this break and come back. More of AM Knox County is coming up.
Time and Temperature is brought to you by WMBO.com. For your full sports broadcast schedule, go to WMBO.com/sports.
It's 10:16 and 20 degrees.
And in sports, I'm Mark Howell. Boone Jenner and Yegor Chinnikov scored goals 13 seconds apart in the first period, and that started a big offensive night for the Blue Jackets, who defeated the Blackhawks 7-4 in Chicago. Columbus finishes the 5-game road trip with a 4-1 record. Jenner now has 20 goals for the second time in his career, first time in 6 seasons. Patrick Laine had his first hat trick in a Blue Jackets uniform. Blackhawks defenseman Seth Jones had COVID when Chicago visited Columbus on January 11th, so this was the first time he's faced the Blue Jackets since being traded by Columbus to Chicago last summer. In basketball, Cincinnati came up with an 85-76 win over Wichita State. The Bearcats improved to 7-6 in the American Conference. Akron suffered a 66-63 home loss to Northern Illinois. The Zips fall to 9-6 in the MAC. And Youngstown State topped Illinois Chicago 88-79, so the Penguins climbed to 11-7 in the Horizon League. 2 games in the Big Ten, Michigan got by Iowa 84-79, while Penn State crushed Minnesota 67-46. In golf, Joaquin Niemann shot an 8-under par 63 in the first round of the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. He has a 3-stroke lead over Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler, Max Homa, and Cameron Young. I'm Mark Howell Ohio News Network.
Hi, this is Stephen Gilardi with Lanning's Foods, and do you know what's for dinner? This week we have great specials on boneless butterfly pork chops are just $4.99 a pound. 8-ounce top sirloin steaks are just $4.99 each. Fresh ground chuck in a 5-pound bag is just $3.99 a pound. Lanning's brats and Italian sausages are just $3.99 a pound. Jumbo yams are just 39 cents a pound. And Lanning's own sandwich spread is just $1.99 a pound.
This is Steven.
And this is Zach.
And this is Austin. Thank you for shopping at Lanning's Foods on Newark Road in Mount Vernon.
Your fresh local market.
100.9 FM, WMVO.com, and streaming live video on the WMVO Facebook page tonight at 7 p.m. It's the Centerburg Trojans in high school boys basketball playing at home against the Fredericktown Freddies. Centerburg and Fredericktown facing off in KMAC action tonight. Pregame at 7 p.m. on 100.9 FM, WMVO.com, and streaming live video on our WMVO Facebook page. Presented by New Directions Shelter of Knox County, K-Wood Insurance, Elite Preparedness, Animal Station, Galt Cleaners, State Farm Agent David Cooper, Knox County Veteran Services, Utica Feed and Supply, Licking Knox Goodwill, and Cuppage Electric Plumbing and Construction. That's tonight, KMAC Action, Centerburg, and Fredericktown on 100.9 FM, WMVO.com, and on the WMVO Facebook page.
Spearman Financial Services, financial plans that last a lifetime.
Hi, my name is Lance Spearman, co-owner of Spearman Financial Services. Do you currently have a 401k or any type of qualified plan from your previous employer? If so, when is the last time you had your retirement plan reviewed? Does your previous employer have a broker who calls you to reschedule reviews or discuss possible investment reallocations? If you answered no to any of these questions, call 397-0731 and work with a hometown broker who takes pride in helping others reach their financial goals. Once again, call 397-0731 to schedule your no-cost financial consultation today. Spearman Financial Services, financial plans that last a lifetime.
Securities offered through Valmark Securities Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Valmark Advisors Incorporated, SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Spearman Financial Services is a separate entity from Valmark Securities Incorporated and Valmark Advisors Incorporated.
Don't leave money on the table. FAFSA could help the journey to college be less of a financial burden. We also help with filling out FAFSA, so it's less stressful for you. Visit itsforyou.org to use free resources to get free federal student financial aid for college. Visit itsforyou.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Ohio Department of Higher Education. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back. It is AM Knox County, and it is a Friday. Presented by Holmes Rental and Sales. Don't forget, tonight we have high school boys basketball. It's our final regular season broadcast. We did a tournament game the other day, but final regular season broadcast tonight from Centerburg. And we'll have the pregame at 7 p.m. live video on our WMVO Facebook page, and we look forward to having that Centerburg-Fredericktown matchup tonight. Again, Julia Suggs with us with the Area Development Foundation. Of course, a lot of talk has been the fact that Intel, somehow, some way, Licking County ends up winning this bid for this chip factory, computer chip factory with Intel. And a lot of people are talking about how it will impact in different things, communities. I know we've talked with superintendents and talked about their impact with it. What do you see as the impact with the ADF with this as well?
Yeah, the ADF being the economic development group for Knox County, we were super excited. But also when we heard the news break, we knew that there was a lot of work coming up. It's one of those situations where change is coming. Mm-hmm. There is going to be development, but that's a collective as a county, mm-hmm. actions are going to determine if that's growth and change that we want to see versus just letting it happen. Mm. So the Knox, the Area Development Foundation, we've already been talking with tons of different stakeholders in the county, government, organizations, companies, anybody that is going to have a say in how things are going. Mm-hmm. And they're the first stakeholder meeting to really get everybody collaborating and working as a team is coming up in March. So we are facilitating a couple of those meetings just so everybody's on the same page. And then there are going to be some task forces created that are going to focus on transportation. So anybody that is kind of involved in that will be talking about roads and infrastructure and how much more travel we're going to be experiencing through Knox County and what we need to do to prepare for that. And then something that is kind of interesting is that the airport, the Knox County Airport, is not quite as close as Columbus is, mm-hmm. but due to their high volume of traffic at the Columbus Airport, they won't be able to take as many private jets as Intel has to offer. So we have a huge asset in Knox County with our airport just because it's close and it's got enough free space to really up that capacity for what their needs are going to be. So we got transportation, education. We have COTC, mm-hmm. Kenyon, Mount Vernon, all the career tech schools. They are all working together and talking. I know the Career Center had the superintendent went up and talked with the governor and the lieutenant governor with some other superintendents in the area about Intel and how that affects career tech, and then also land development. A lot of suppliers like to be around the companies that they're supplying for. So we know that there are going to be companies that want to move to the area just to be near Intel. So we are trying to get land prepared so that it's ready to be built on. We're trying to make sure the sites that we have are attractive and ready with water and utilities and transportation ability. And we're also looking at as much housing development as we can. We don't think Knox County is not going to be completely transformed. We think at ADF in the next 10 years, it's still going to look like Knox County. There's just going to be more people.
That works. Julia Suggs with the Area Development Foundation here. You also have a facade program, is that right?
Yes, yeah. The ADF, through the Revolving Loan Fund and some grants that we have received, we are facilitating a facade improvement program, which starts, applications open on March 1st. It's throughout all of Knox County. It's for commercial and industrial buildings, and it's a matching grant. So if somebody is trying to, they want patios, they want to redo the siding on their building, this is commercial and industrial, they want better windows, anything that is visible, that kind of stuff, it's an attractive and aesthetic issue. There's more details of this on our website. We match up to $20,000. So if you've got $20,000 to put into the project, we'll match that and you can have a $40,000 project, no problem. So the application's open for that on March 1st and they'll be on our website at knoxadf.com.
All right. So let's talk about the land bank and some things going on here. People go, well, it's about that time. You don't have a whole lot of time. You got to talk about it too. But Cooper Progress Park, my understanding is that from City Council giving $150,000, they're planning on, I don't know if it's been voted on or not, but for basically building maintenance and things like that. But do you have tenants right now, or they're still looking for people?
We have one tenant that is there, signed the papers. They are operating their business. That's the Ohio Mint. And we are constantly looking for new tenants. A lot of people know that if they come into Cooper, they're going to want to put a lot of money into turning the buildings into what they want. And so a lot of people are kind of waiting to see how things play out before they make those investments. So we've got people that are interested, but we're kind of waiting for some legal stuff to drop with the deeds and the leases and stuff like that before anybody feels like really getting the green light on that. But any money that Cooper and ADF has received for Cooper through grants or anything like that from the community, it all goes to maintaining the property. That is a huge property. And one of the most attractive things about it for development is that it's ready to go. If somebody buys one of those buildings, they can move in today and start operations. In order to do that, we have to keep the water, the heat, and the electric on.
And that's not cheap.
That is not cheap for a 47-acre property. But also, we want it to be an attractive site. We don't want Sandusky Street to just have these brick walls on it, you know? So we're also looking at different programs to find ways to make it more attractive, to use the space better, to make it more part of the community rather than making it seem separate. So that's a huge priority with the assets that we have available, is we're really trying to make it really valuable to the community and to everyone around it.
I know with the Sport and Shoe Building is something we talked about the last time, and Cat potentially moving in there and doing some things with that, and its proximity to Cooper Progress Park was kind of attractive for you guys. Well, what if we have any update on the Sport and Shoe Building and with Cat?
Yeah, we are The building is pegged for demolition. I'm not sure if we're getting that done in the next, I think it's the next couple months. The state has offered some demolition money to different counties for projects that, you know, these buildings just really need to come down. But demolition costs a lot of money, and it doesn't always seem like you get a huge return out of it because you're left with an empty lot. So it's really great that we've had these grants available to get some of these buildings down. And so those two lots, CAT is purchasing those from the land bank, and they'll be empty. And they're planning to put a new bus facility, pretty sure. However, the Knox Area Transit is planning to use that property. But the idea is just to make it a more attractive corridor. I mean, we have tons of people driving in on that road every day. And we want people to take pride in their neighborhoods and their communities and to just feel really good about where they live and want to live here and be excited about it. So all of those efforts and goals is just... it's great that we can all work together, and the commissioners and CAT have been awesome working with us. They fully support the, you know, let's all be proud of our neighborhood idea.
For sure. And then the Mount Vernon News building, I think you got an update on that one too, right?
Yes, we have 75% of the plans done, so the architectural plans. That means we have the windows, the doors, the plumbing, and the electrical all laid out. Mm-hmm. We know how that's going to go. But these plans, a reminder, are what's going to happen if we get the grant that we're applying for. In order to apply for the grant, you have to have a fully planned building, which kind of puts the cart in front of the horse a little bit.
Sure.
But that's how it's got to go. So the building is all planned out the way that we think it's going to go. And hopefully we'll be applying in the next couple months, you know, in the spring. And we think we've got a pretty competitive application. They've got requirements about workforce and square footage and what's going to be in the building and commercial spaces, and they've got all this stuff, and that we think it's a good project and that it could really be a catalyst in our area. So we're really excited about that that whole project.
Yeah, and we're talking about potentially building like apartment buildings on the top of it or something like that. Is that what the discussion is?
Yes. Yeah. The plans that we have right now, there's supposed to be 12 condos on the top of it, and they're going to be kind of similar to the lofts that were built downtown, but they're going to be private, so they won't be owned by the schools or the hospital or anything. They'll be just purchased by individuals, and they will hopefully be sold at market rate. And this is if we get the money to build them. Big if on that one.
Yeah.
But the idea is we've got a lot of space on the second and third floors of our downtown buildings. But there's just no proof right now that if somebody turned those into apartments that anybody would want them. Yeah. So we're trying to, it would be really great if we could prove to the area and to other counties in this area that investing in apartments and condos in your downtown area can really support the economy down there and the commerce down there and the whole quality of life. So we're trying to use that as this example of good stuff.
Would that be a situation where maybe you do another survey, like kind of like you're doing with childcare, you do another survey and say, hey, residents of Mount Vernon, would this be something that would interest you? Would that this be something that would be beneficial for the city? Is that something that you guys do with this project, maybe a survey with that?
I'm not sure if surveys are going to be a huge thing we'll do in the future.
Okay.
The childcare thing has been really specific, and been... it's not a project that ADF would normally get involved in, but because it is so significantly impacting our workforce is how we got involved in this.
You.
And there's just not that kind of data for communities like ours. So we knew, you know, if we're going to get the data, we're going to have to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we obviously care about the area's input and all this stuff. And it's really important that we're building a community that people that are already here want to be in, they want to stay in, but then also a community that other people find attractive and want to come live in.
Yeah.
So there is a need for all types of housing. From any level of housing, we need that. And the Knox County Land Bank and ADF, we support all kinds of development, and we are looking for anywhere from multifamily all the way to single family and ranch style and apartments and condos. We need it all. So we're excited for any development. It just happened that condos were the only one that was able to go on top of the news building.
Gotcha. We appreciate Julia Suggs joining us from the Area Development Foundation. Somebody maybe listening today, they want some more information about the ADF, maybe about some of the projects going on right now. What's the best way to find out more?
Best way to find us is knoxadf.com. It's the same name on our Facebook page. All our phone numbers and emails and any way to contact us is going to be on there. And you can also find some information that might be able to answer your questions first on those resources.
All right. Julia Suggs, Area Development Foundation. As always, thanks for joining us. You guys always have so much information to pack in, and we really appreciate that. It's always a great time each month to catch up with the Area Development Foundation. We do want to thank Holmes Rental and Sales, our AM Knox County sponsor, and remind you that we have high school basketball today and tomorrow. Tonight, we've got Cedarburg and Fredericktown, our final regular season broadcast. The champions of the KMAC, Cedarburg Trojans, taking on Fredericktown. Pregame at 7 p.m. tonight, live on our WMBO Facebook page with video and here on the radio, 100.9 FM and WMBO.com with myself and Dave Dahlstein. And then tomorrow, we've got two games. The Fredericktown girls play in tournament play at Amanda Clear Creek. We'll have the pregame at 12:45 tomorrow, and that is also on video. And then tomorrow night at Danville, we've got a high school basketball game on the girls' side as Pataskala Liberty Christian takes on Danville, and that's a pregame at 6:45 as well. So be listening in for high school basketball tournament action, and in this case tonight, regular season action. All right, we're going to take this break. We'll come back, and more of AM Knox County presented by Holmes Rental and Sales is coming up.